Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Reaction, maybe in real time, the other day when you saw Tage get hit?
Yeah, obviously it was a really dirty hit, and he's our star player, and when you see any teammate go down like that, you want to see something happen.
You're a leader on this team. Do you think next time the reaction has to be different from the hockey team?
I do think so, and I know it will be. I think there's a lot of guys that wish they were on the ice when that happened. But we talked about it, we dealt with it, and that won't happen again.
What makes you confident it won't happen again?
We talked about it as a group, and it's not going to happen again.
People on the outside who may have seen that may come to the conclusion you guys aren't a tight group. Just curious your reaction to that, because we've seen it throughout the season where if something does happen, Alex stepped up for JJ in Prague, Dennis against Kachuk.
Yeah, we're definitely a tight group. Every new guy that comes here says it's the tightest group they've ever played on. So, we have each other's backs, and obviously that we didn't like. I didn't love the reaction that happened last time, but we know that everyone in here has each other's backs. And,
how much does an incident like this wake you up to the fact or just kind of give you some pride to show that you're not a team that the teams can take liberties with and push around?
Yeah, we obviously don't want teams to think of us like that. And, we're gonna do what we can to not let teams think like that. We have each other's back. We're a tight group. Everyone in here loves each other. And, next time will be different.
So, starting with the game in Vancouver, I would say the last six games, you guys seem to have maybe improved and had some pretty good games here, winning four of them. What have you seen in the last six that maybe has been a little bit different for this hockey club?
Yeah, I think we're going out there and we're playing with confidence. We're making plays, and we're going out there and we're playing how we know we can play and how we should play. And now it's just about finding that consistency and bringing that every night.
The big next step, just to cut down on the turnovers. As a group, it just seems like that you guys are defending well in your own zone, but it's just the turnovers that have caused some of the issues.
Yeah, always try and clean up turnovers as much as you can. They're going to happen, but you want to limit them and limit the times that they happen. And I think we're learning at times, at the end of periods, when to be smart and just get it deep instead of trying to make a play at times. And we still got to be better in that part.
What's the attitude, Ben? I look at the last two games against Nashville. You had a 2-goal lead. They came back. But you won the hockey game late. You kind of went for it type of a deal instead of sitting back. And the same thing against New Jersey. You had a 4-1 lead. They made it 4-3, but you have two great penalty kills where, again, you look like you guys were going for it. Has that attitude changed that, you just can't sit back or it's going to happen again?
Yeah, I think we figured out this year that sitting back just doesn't work. We've talked lots about how we can be better at holding on to leads, and it's just about pushing forward, looking for the next goal, and not changing how you play because you're up one or two goals.
How huge on the bench was it to get those two penalty kills where they hardly even got a sniff at the net?
Yeah, that was a great job by our PK there, and obviously Oopie back there. We definitely don't want to take penalties at that time of the game, but the PK stepped up big for us.
Spent a lot of your career with younger line mates, like guys where you're almost the oldest guy and leading. What's it like to have more experienced guys on either side of you? What have you kind of learned playing with those guys?
Yeah, it's been great playing with those guys. They're both great players. They understand the game well, and now I can learn from them, and just take away bits of their game and. Playing with them has been great. Yeah, they're both great players.
You feel like it's taken a little pressure off in some ways? Maybe even if you didn't recognize that it was there before, that, you know, just having experienced guys around you?
Yeah, I think so. It's been great playing with those two guys, and I'm just excited to keep building with them.